Lunchtime in the center of Rio de Janeiro, and workers at the soup kitchen are busier than expected, despite a turnaround from the economic downturn during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Brazil is experiencing a surge in the number of people living on the streets.
We're facing a record 12% yearly inflation, which has doubled the price of food and cooking gas. Many retirees have lost their homes because they can no longer survive on meager pensions. Even young people who are back at work sleep on the streets during the week because they can't afford paying public transportation every day and depend on us for a free meal.
In order to deal with the rising numbers, Congress approved President Bolsonaro's plan to increase handouts for poor Brazilians. With just 3 months to go before the general election, critics say the measure is a scheme to boost his re-election chances. Polls show Bolsonaro trailing behind former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Brazilian legislation limits public spending, especially during an electoral year. But President Bolsonaro was able to bypass the ban by convincing Congress to declare a state of emergency until the end of the year.
Antônio da Silva is an unemployed car mechanic. He receives $74 a month from the government. That handout will increase to $110 in August.
If Bolsonaro thinks this will make me vote for him, he's wrong. If he really wanted to fight poverty, he would have invested in education, health and jobs instead of campaigning in favor of arming the population with guns. He thinks he can trick us with emergency aid, which will only last until December.
Bolsonaro's allies justify the state of emergency, saying Brazil's economy has been hit hard by the war in Ukraine. Since the start of the war, fuel prices have increased. Taxi and truck drivers will also receive government handouts to fill up their tanks.
It's more of a political emergency than an economic one. Bolsonaro will increase the value and the number of handouts until his first term is over. Then what? We've seen this film before, and it does not have a happy ending.
During the pandemic, government handouts were also increased to $110. Between March and August of 2020, the number of poor people declined dramatically from 65 million to 42 million, helping Bolsonaro's popularity. But once the emergency aid stopped, in January of 2021, poverty rates soared. Today, 75 million people in Latin America's largest economy live in poverty. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.